Whistler.
1. When was the resort municipality of Whistler, RMOW, officially incorporated?
A. 1966.
B. 1975.
C. 1980.
D. 1991.
2.
Whistler was the first municipality in Canada to receive what unique designation?
A. UNESCO Biosphere Reserve.
B. Resort Municipality Status.
C. Crown Corporation Status.
D. Self-Governing Municipality.
3.
Who was Whistler's first mayor?
A. Mark Angus.
B. Nancy Wilhelm Morden.
C. Pat Carlton.
D. Gary Watson.
4.
What major international event prompted major infrastructure upgrades in Whistler in the early 2000s?
A. World Expo 1986.
B. FIFA World Cup.
C. 2010 Winter Olympics.
D. G7 Summit.
5.
Which two First Nations are traditional stewards of the land Whistler occupies?
A. Haida and Musqueam.
B. Lilwit and Squawu Seven Mesh.
C. Sail Wahtooth and Sly Am Mon.
D. Enlacopomix and Healthsuck.
6.
What political planning document has guided development in Whistler since the 1990s?
A. OCP, Official Community Plan.
B. RMOW Green Plan.
C. Olympic Legacy Charter.
D. Resort Growth Accord.
7.
What was Whistler originally called by European settlers?
A. Rainbow Valley.
B. London Mountain.
C. Alta Heights.
D. Creekside Crossing.
8.
What governing body makes municipal decisions in Whistler?
A. Tourism Whistler Board.
B. Municipal Council.
C. Whistler Community Alliance.
D. Sea to Sky Regional Council.
9.
Who is Whistler's current mayor as of 2025?
A. Jack Crompton.
B. Nancy Wilhelm Morden.
C. Jen Ford.
D. John Grills.
10.
Where do municipal council meetings occur?
A. Excalibur Gondola.
B. Longhorn Saloon.
C.
The O'Dane.
D. Maury Young Arts Center.
Answers.
1.
B. 2.
B. 3.
C. 4.
C. 5.
B. 6.
A.
7.
B. 8.
B. 9.
A. 10.
D. Canadiana.
1.
Which Canadian town is home to an annual bathtub racing championship?
A. Lunenburg, NS.
B. Nanaimo, BC.
C. Whitehorse, Yukon.
D. Tofino, BC.
2.
The Dionne Quintuplets, born in 1934, became a major tourist attraction in which province?
A. Ontario.
B. Manitoba.
C. Quebec.
D. Alberta.
3.
What invention was made by a Canadian?
A. The World Wide Web.
B. Nail polish.
C. Walkie-talkie.
D. Cool Whip.
4.
In the Canadian North, what is a cometique?
A. A type of Inuit sled.
B. A fermented caribou dish.
C.
A snowmobile.
D. An Arctic parka.
5. What monster is said to lurk in a Canadian lake?
A. Gollum.
B. Sunscreen.
C. Donald Trump.
D. Ogopogo. 6. In which Canadian city would you find the Museum of Bad Art? A. Red Deer, Alta. B. Whitehorse, Yukon. C. Victoria, BC. D. There is no such museum in Canada. 7. Who was the first openly gay political candidate in Canada? A. Jean Chrétien. B. Roberta McAdams. C. Peter Maloney. D. Pierre Poilievre. 8. Which Canadian town has a UFO landing pad built in 1967 as a centennial project? A. St. Paul, Alta. B. Muswani, Ont. C. Swift Current, Sask. D. Yellowknife, NWT. 9. What is Nunatak, a word used in Canadian geography? A. A type of rock used in Indigenous toolmaking. B. An Inuit fishing hole. C. A mountain peak that sticks out above a glacier. D. A wind tunnel on the tundra. 10. What is the wettest city in Canada? A. Argentia, NL. B. Vancouver, BC. C. Prince Rupert, BC. D. London, on. Answers. 1. B. Nanaimo, BC, is home to an annual bathtub race. 2. A. 3. C. The walkie-talkie was invented by Canadian Don Hings in 1937. 4. A. A komatik is an Inuit-style sleigh or sled. 5. D. Ogopogo is said to lurk in Okanagan Lake in Kelowna. 6. D. The Museum of Bad Art is in Boston, Massachusetts, whereas the Salon du Bad Art is in Quebec City. 7. C. Peter Maloney is reported to be the first openly gay political candidate in Canada, running for a seat on the Toronto Board of Education in 1972. 8. A. St. Paul, Alta, built a UFO landing pad as a centennial project in 1967 that has yet to welcome any visitors from light years away. 9. C. A. Nunatak is a mountain peak which rises above ice. The word translates to lonely peak in Inuktitut language. 10. C. Prince Rupert is nicknamed the City of Rainbows with an average annual precipitation of 3,060 millimeters. Politics. 1. How many Canadian prime ministers were born in BC? A. 3. B. 6. C. 1. D. 4. 2. What political scandal led to the resignation of Prime Minister John A. Macdonald in 1873? A. The Panic of 1973. B. The Pacific Scandal. C. The Atlantic Kerfuffle. D. Kelowna losing the World's Fair hosting gig to Vienna. 3. How many days did Canada's longest election campaign last, from the writ drop till election day? A. 63 days. B. 78 days. C. 91 days. D. 138 days. 4. What is the name of the residence traditionally occupied by the leader of the official opposition? A. Longworth. B. Rayburn. C. Cannon. D. Stornoway. 5. Which province was the last to join Confederation in 1949? A. Nova Scotia. B. Saskatchewan. C. Newfoundland and Labrador. D. Nunavut. 6. In what year did the BC New Democratic Party first form government? A. 1933. B. 1961. C. 1972. D. 2017. 7. Who was the first BC premier to be criminally charged while in office? A. Bill van der Zom. B. Glenn Clark. C. Mike Harcourt. D. Christy Clark. 8. Who was BC's first female premier? A. Mary Ellen Smith. B. Hilda Watson. C. Rita Johnston. D. Christy Clark. 9. In 1998, which First Nation became the first to sign a modern treaty with the BC government? A. Lilwat Nation. B. Anquotkwin Nation. C. Squamish Nation. D. Niskaa Nation. 10. In what year was the village of Pemberton incorporated? A. 1907. B. 1948. C. 1956. D. 1975. Answers. 1. C. Kim Campbell, Canada's shortest-serving PM at just 132 days, is also the country's only prime minister born in BC too. B. John A. Macdonald resigned after the Pacific scandal, which saw the prime minister and senior members of his cabinet accused of taking election money from shipping magnate Sir Hugh Allan in exchange for building the Canadian Pacific Railway. 3. B. The 2015 election lasted a record-breaking 78 days, more than the 2008 and 2011 elections combined. The next longest election campaign, at 66 days, was held in 1979. 4. D. Stornoway is the name of the official residence. The others are names of American congressional office buildings. 5. C. Newfoundland and Labrador joined in 1949, more than 45 years after the previous entrant, Nova Scotia. Nunavut is the last territory to join. 6. C. The BC-NDP, founded as the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation in 1933 before rebranding as the NDP in 1961, first formed government in the province in 1972 under the leadership of Dave Barrett. 7. A. Bill van der Zom was charged, and later acquitted, for breach of trust related to the sale of amusement park Fantasy Gardens. 8. C. Rita Johnston was the first woman to serve as premier. 9. D. The Niskaa Nation. Prior to the Niskaa Treaty, the last treaty between the Crown and First Nations in BC was signed in 1899. 10. C. 1956. The other dates represent the incorporation dates for the city of North Vancouver, Squamish and Whistler. Food for thought. 1. Which town hosts the Sea to Sky's longest-running farmers market, operating since 1994? A. Pemberton. B. Whistler. C. Squamish. D. Britannia Beach. 2. What type of berry is used to make the Newfoundland delicacy known as bakeapple jam? A. Raspberry. B. Huckleberry. C. Lakeberry. D. Cloudberry. 3. In Manitoba and parts of northwestern Ontario, a donut filled with jam is referred to as A. Jam Slammer. B. Berry Pillow. C. Jambuster. D. A Jelly Donut, obviously. 4. What is the main meat used in a traditional Montreal-style smoked meat sandwich? A. Pork. B. Speckled trout. C. Beef. D. Kaplan. 5. Which province is known for the Acadian disc, Rapi Pie? A. Nova Scotia. B. Pay. C. New Brunswick. D. Newfoundland and Labrador. 6. In what BC town will you find the Dukabor Borscht Cook-Off? A. Nelson. B. Grand Forks. C. Trail. D. Castlegar. 7. What Alberta-born cocktail is made with Clamato juice, vodka, hot sauce and Worcestershire sauce? A. Coyote Whisper. B. Will Turner. C. Maple Moonshine Mule. D. Caesar 8. Spot prawns harvested off the coast of BC are most associated with which season? A. Fall. B. Spring. C. Summer. D. Winter. 9. What popular Pemberton event combines local food with cycling between farms? A. Valley Fork Ride. B. Slow food cycle C, pedal and plate D, eat the loop 10. What is Solomon Gundy, commonly served in Nova Scotia? A. Pickled herring spread. B. Sweet potato pudding. C. Smoked squid jam. D. Lobster flavored fudge. Answers. 1. B. 2. D. Cloudberry, also known as bake apples. 3. C. Jambuster. A classic Canadian regionalism. 4. C. Salted, seasoned and smoked beef brisket is the main component in the city's famous sandwich. 5. A. Nova Scotia is your best bet to find roppy pie, but it can also be found in Pei and New Brunswick. 6. D. The festival is held annually in Castlegar. 7. D. Caesar, invented in Alberta in 1969 by Walter Chell. 8. B. Spring, usually from early May till June. 9. B. The slow food cycle returns to Pemberton on August 17, 2025. 10. A. The pickled herring spread known as Solomon Gundy has been a staple in Nova Scotia and Northern Europe for centuries, not to be confused with the spicy Jamaican pickled fish pâté. Arts 1. The Hare Farmers played a memorable show at the 2008 Pemberton Music Festival. Which of the following acts also performed there? A. Coldplay. B. The Tragically Hip. C. Tom Cochrane. D. A and B. 2. How many years has Whistler's anonymous art show been running to date? A. 6. B. 4. C. 7. D. 10. 3. Local fire chief Thomas Doherty gifted an NHL player with a custom-painted firefighter's helmet last year. Who received the helmet? A. Quinn Hughes. B. Thatcher Demko. C. Elias Peterson. D. Jack Hughes. 4. Who was named Artist of the Year at the most recent Juno Awards? A. Shawn Mendes. B. Tate McRae. C. Josh Ross. D. The Weeknd. 5. September 5th was one of many movies featured at the last Whistler Film Festival. What kind of historical event does this movie dramatize? A. A terrorist attack. B. A natural disaster. C. A political scandal. D. The opening day of a war. 6. Which of the following musicians did not perform at the 2025 Invictus Games opening ceremony? A. Chris Martin. B. Nelly Furtado. C. Barenaked Ladies. D. Roxanne Bruneau. 7. What is the title of Veronica Woodruff's newest book? A. Booze Culture. B. My Journey to Sobriety. C. This Naked Mind. D. Blind Drunk. 8. Whose work does the latest O'Dane Art Museum exhibit showcase? A. Edward Bertinsky. B. Paul Nicklin. C. Tom Thompson. D. Farrell Nifty. 9. Which of the following movies was filmed mainly in Squamish? A. Universal Language. B. Heretic. C. In the Summers. D. Blue Rodeo. Lost Together. 10. Which local restaurant made it into Canada's 100 Best Restaurants list for 2025? A. Il Caminetto. B. Rimrock Cafe. C. Araxa. D. Wild Blue. Answers. 1. D. The Hare Farmers played alongside Coldplay and the Tragically Hip at the 2008 Pemberton Music Festival. 2. C. Whistler's anonymous art show has run for 7 years and counting. 3. A. Thomas Doherty presented Quinn Hughes with a firefighter's helmet to recognize Hughes Team 43 nonprofit, which is meant to help first responders. 4. B. Tate McRae is Canada's 2025 Artist of the Year. 5. A. September 5th depicts the Munich Massacre, a terrorist attack carried out at the 1972 Summer Olympics. 6. C. The Barenaked Ladies performed at the Invictus Games closing ceremony. 7. D. Veronica Woodruff wrote Blind Drunk as a successor to her Peak News magazine cover feature from 2023. 8. A. The Coast Mountains, recent works by Edward Bertinsky, will be at the O'Dane until September 15. 9. B. Heretic, a psychological horror film starring Hugh Grant, was shot mainly in Squamish. 10. D. Wild Blue was named one of Canada's top 100 restaurants and the best in Whistler by the Vancouver Magazine Restaurant Awards, VMRA. Sports 1. Alma Wigberg struck gold at the first ever Ladies Red Bull Joyride. Who took silver behind her? A. Shailen Reno. B. Natasha Miller. C. Robin Gooms. D. Caroline Buchanan. 2. Reese Howden earned a ski cross crystal globe this year. How many of these World Cup overall titles does he possess? A. 3. B. 1. C. 2. D. 4. 3. Who are the incumbent Canadian national skeleton champions among men and women, respectively? A. Kevin Boyer, Mirella Ranova. B. Josip Brusik, Jane Channel. C. John Montgomery, Grace Defoe. D. Josip Brusik, Hallie Clark. 4. Squamish's Mark Skye traversed the hazardous region between Panama and Colombia during his 24,000-kilometer journey to Argentina. What is this part of the world called? A. The Panama Canal. B. La Palma. C. The Darién Gap. D. The Chaco Department. 5. Canadian professional quarterback Curtis Roark was drafted by the NFL's San Francisco 49ers in April. Which school did Roark play for in the last year of his college career? A. Ohio State. B. Indiana. C. Purdue. D. Ohio. 6. Which of the following athletes were on Canada's bronze medal-winning luge relay team at this year's World Championships in Whistler? A. Theo Downey. B. Ember Lee Susco. C. Beatty Podolsky. D. All of the above. 7. The Canadian Freestyle Championships took place earlier this spring in Whistler. Who prevailed in the men's slopestyle event? A. Aidan Mulvihill. B. Jude Oliver. C. Teal Harrell. D. Evan McEachran. 8. Squamish softball player Kevin Schellenberg helped Canada to a Pan Am Games title in 2015. Where was this competition held? A. Ottawa. B. Montreal. C. Toronto. D. Vancouver. 9. The Vancouver Canucks are the first team in NHL history to score 3 times in the final minute of a regulation game. Which team did they play whilst achieving this feat? A. Edmonton Oilers. B. Dallas Stars. C. Anaheim Ducks. D. New York Rangers. 10. Who is the first woman not from Great Britain or France to win an Enduro World Cup? A. Ellie Hoskin. B. Miranda Miller. C. Rafaela Richter. D. Andréanne Lanthier-Nadeau. Answers. 1. B. Whistler DFX alum Natasha Miller grabbed Joyride Silver at 17 years old. 2. A. Reese Howden has locked up 3 ski cross crystal globes to date. 3. D. Josip Brusik and Hallie Clark won this year's Skeleton Nationals in Whistler. 4. C. The Darién Gap is one of the most dangerous regions in the Americas because of its harsh weather, lack of services and abundance of criminal activity. 5. B. Curtis Roark led the Indiana Hoosiers to their first ever college football playoff berth in 2024. 6. D. The bronze medal-winning Canadian squad included Theo Downey, Ember Lee Susco, Beatty Podolsky, Kaylee Allen, Devin Wardrope and Cole Zionski. 7. A. Local boy Aidan Mulvihill proved he is one of the nation's most promising slopestylers. 8. C. The 2015 Pan Am Games were held in Toronto. 9. B. Vancouver erased a 5-2 deficit on the Dallas Stars in the final minute of regulation on April 9 before winning 6-5 in overtime. 10. A. Ellie Hoskin of Squamish managed the historic feat in May at a race in Bielsko-Biała, Poland.